Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us today as we spend time around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need.
I want to give you a warm welcome to our program today. Thank you for joining us once again as we turn to God's precious and infallible word. Let's just take a moment to bow for prayer and ask the blessing of God upon the preaching of his word today. Let's all bow for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we do give thee thanks again today for the privilege of approaching thy heavenly throne of grace. We thank thee that we have one in heaven who knows all about our needs, our burdens and cares. We thank thee for the word that thou hast given to us to guide our footsteps through this sin-cursed world. We thank thee for the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Word incarnate in the flesh, God dwelling among men. We thank thee for his life. We praise thee for his atoning death on Calvary's cross, and we thank thee for the great salvation that he offers to men and women, boys and girls. And as we come to thy word in a few moments' time, we pray for the enabling of the Spirit of God to rightly divide thy word, and may it prove to be a blessing to all who hear, because we ask these things in Jesus' name and for God's eternal glory. Amen. Our Bible reading today is found in Genesis chapter 21, and I want to commence to read at verse 14. Genesis chapter 21, verse 14. Let us now hear the reading of God's word. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and took bread and a bottle of water and gave it unto Hagar, putting it on her shoulder and the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water was spent in the bottle, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs, and she went and sat her down over against him a good way off, as it were a bowshot. For she said, let me not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him, and lift up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven, and said unto her, what aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him in thine hand, for I will make him a great nation. And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the bottle with water and gave the lad drink. And may God be pleased to bless his word to all our hearts for Christ's sake. Amen. Now we're going to listen to another well-known hymn. There's life for a look at the crucified one. There's life at this moment for thee. Then look, sinner, look unto him and be saved, unto him who was nailed on the tree.
Thank you.
My text today is found at the beginning of verse 19. God opened her eyes. God opened her eyes. In the passage before us, we're introduced to a woman called Hagar. I think that in the situation she found herself in physically, she is a picture of multitudes of men and women in the world today spiritually. I say that for this reason. She is crushed in spirit. She's lost in a barren wilderness. She's ready to perish because the water in her bottle is spent, with no one nearby to help, or so she thought. But God in his mercy is close by, ready and willing to be gracious to her. And I think that the lesson is clear. God is merciful to all who call upon him. Now I see gospel truth in this little historical account before us in Genesis 21. Notice with me a few things about Hagar. The first thing I want to notice is this. What Hagar saw, she saw a well of water. That's exactly what she needed. She needed water. When did she see this well of water? When she was wandering in the wilderness. That's a barren place. Verse 14. By the way, the name Hagar actually means wandering. Now we may ask the question why she was in the wilderness. Well, the first thing I think about, she was an outcast. For Sarah said to her husband Abram, cast out this bondwoman, verse 10. Hagar was Sarah's maid brought up from the land of Egypt, who became the mother of Abraham's first son. And that created problems in the home and in the camp. And Sarah was only too glad to get rid of Hagar. The second thing is she was shut out from her master's house and from his presence. The master, of course, was Abraham, because the Bible says Abram sent her away, verse 14. Why? Because she mocked at the son of Abraham and Sarah, the young child called Isaac. And Isaac was the gift of God to Abraham and Sarah. And those who sneer at God's word or make little of God's gift to man, and God's gift to man is the Lord Jesus Christ himself, will be eternally excluded from his divine presence. And then the third thing, she was helpless and hopeless. She says, let me not see the death of the child, verse 16. She sees nothing but the grim face of death before her. Sin separates from God and always leads to the wilderness of sorrow and misery. In verse 16, the lad is mentioned. She could not bear to see him die, so she cast him under some of the shrubs. And when you think of the lad, Ishmael, he was separated from one who loved him and was facing death alone. It's a very solemn thing to have to face death alone. I think of Simeon in Luke's Gospel, chapter 2. He was an old man. He had been waiting for the coming of Christ. And when Christ was brought into the temple, on that occasion, he embraced him. And then he said he was now ready to depart. He was ready to depart because he had embraced the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're not a believer, if you haven't received Christ as Savior, then you're not ready to die. It was then that she saw this well of water when she was perishing of thirst. It was a well of salvation. This well of salvation was close by. It was what she needed. Spiritually, this is the state of many today, perishing for lack of knowledge while the word of God is ringing in their ears. But before she could see it, God had to open her eyes. It was not enough that the well was there. Her eyes must be opened to see it. She saw a well, yet she saw it not until her eyes were opened. The well of salvation cannot satisfy needy souls without an eye-opening experience. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law, was the prayer of the psalmist. Elisha, he prayed, open his eyes, referring to his young servant, that he may see. And Hagar needed her eyes to be opened to see the provision that God had made at her side. Hagar and Ishmael in the wilderness is rich with spiritual imagery. It reminds us of another desperate woman who met Christ at a well in John's Gospel, chapter 4. She too was thirsty. She came to the well to draw water. Christ is the well. The water in the well is the salvation we have in him. She too was dying from thirst, that is spiritual thirst. She saw the well of salvation, but not the well of living water, who sat on the well. Like Hagar, the Samaritan woman's eyes had to be opened to see the well of life-giving water that was there all along. Hagar carried bread and she carried water with her into the wilderness, but that was not enough. Our resources always run out. Yet, like Hagar, the time comes when we come to an end of our resources, when we've got to admit our need. She could do nothing to help herself. She was in desperation. She needed a miracle. She needed grace. She needed God to intervene in her life. So this is what Hagar saw. She saw this well, but she did not see it until her eyes had been opened. Then in the second place, what Hagar showed. We're told here in verse 19, she went and filled the bottle. She showed common sense. She was thirsty. She was perishing. The life-giving water was before her, and the common sense thing to do was to take it and drink, and that's exactly what she did. She took the water that was freely available to her. Her water was spent in the bottle, verse 15. In other words, it was all used up. Her bottle was empty. Have you ever felt empty? The resources of an outcast are speedily exhausted. I think of the prodigal son. His fortune was soon gone. It was soon spent. When the sinner gets to an end of himself, he has nothing left but prayer. And God opened her eyes, but she filled the bottle. So God did his work, and then she filled the bottle. She had to avail herself of what was provided for her, what he had shown to her. Now, the word for bottle is found four times in the Hebrew. It really means a water skin. Our word bottle originally carried the meaning of a bottle of leather. Usually in Bible times, the skins of goats or sheep were used. An animal had to die to provide this kind of thing. This was the method used to carry the life-giving water to Hagar and Ishmael. Christ, the Lamb of God, had to die to bring to sinners life-giving water. That's a wonderful picture in the book of Genesis, chapter 21. And then we're told that God heard the voice of the lad, verse 17. And that term lad is found six times in this portion. The focus here is upon the cry of the lad. God heard the voice of the lad. It was this cry that brought forth a response from heaven. The angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven, verse 17. God saw how the son had been treated and how he had been rejected and cast out, and he intervened. God saw how men treated his son, and God heard the voice of his son when he cried on Calvary's cross, "Father, forgive them." And when he cried, "It is finished," and he intervened to save a people who were perishing in sin, the son was heard. His work speaks to the father. Ishmael was given a wife by his mother. We read that at the end of the chapter. Now, where did she get a wife for her son? Well, we're told in verse 21, from the land of Egypt. Egypt in the Bible is a type of the world. Now, when we apply this spiritually, God gave his son a people, a bride, a wife. In John 17, verse 6, the wife is referred to, "Which thou gavest me out of the world." Hagar is therefore seeking and finding a bride for her son, just like Abraham's servant was sent on a mission to find a bride for Isaac. Hagar mentions the death of the child in verse 16. And then in verse 18, God told her to lift up the lad. The lad who was at the point of death was revived. And this was like a resurrection from the dead. It reminds us of the death and resurrection of another son. The message from heaven was Fear not, verse 17. And God said of this son who had been rejected at the point of death and who had been revived, I will make him a great nation. This literally came to pass. Now we can apply this to Christ and the church, because God gave to his son, the one who died, the one who was raised from the dead, he has given unto him a great nation indeed, a great multitude that cannot be numbered of precious souls. God heard the voice of the lad. Ishmael's name actually means God shall hear. This is a play on the name Ishmael. God heard the cry of another son who cried, it is finished. And thank God, because he finished the work, sinners then can be saved. Then finally, we think of what Hagar shared. We're told here that she gave the lad drink. She shared what she had drawn from a well. To her and to her son, it was the water of life. The water speaks of salvation in Christ. Then, thank God, we can conclude, typically, that she shared the message of salvation. Ishmael almost died of thirst. The prodigal almost died of hunger. She gave the lad drink. God did what only God could do. He provided the water in the well. God heard. God opened. God was with the lad. He saved his life. Hagar did all she could do. She filled the bottle with water and gave the lad to drink. The boy did what he needed to do. He had to drink the water. The right balance is here. God is sovereign. Man is responsible. She did what she could. The lad had to drink for himself, and accepting the divine provision, she saved herself and her son. The message of the word of God is, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved in thine house. So we see Hagar seeing. We see Hagar sharing. She's sharing something with her beloved, with the one that she loved. In Luke chapter 10, we see how the Good Samaritan shared what he had. And as a result of that, a man's life was saved. There was wine to cleanse the wound and then oil to heal the wound. The disciples shared the loaves and the fishes with that great multitude. And as a result, the people were satisfied. They had their needs met. They were richly blessed. Then in verse 18, the Lord said to Hagar, hold him in thine hand. The boy who had been raised up now was to be held by someone who loved him. And that reminds us of John 10, 28 and 29. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. When we trust in Christ for salvation, he takes hold of us and he never lets us go. In Mark chapter 9, verse 2, Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. That is the deaf and dumb boy. Ishmael was about 14, 15 years of age at this time, according to chapter 16, verse 15, 21, verse 15. And the birth of Isaac revealed his true nature. Ishmael had been circumcised a year before, but that had done nothing to change his heart. A mere religious rite does not change the heart. He had been prayed for, verse 18 of chapter 17, but he had never been changed by grace. A man may be baptized and confirmed, but that will never change him. We need to have a life-changing experience through the new birth, through the grace of God. We need to exercise faith in Christ and repent of our sins and look away to him alone for salvation. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. So we have in this story what Hagar saw, a well of water. That points us to Christ. Then, thank God, we also discover what she showed. She showed common sense. She availed herself of the provision that had been made in grace. And then what she shared what God had revealed to her with her son, and that saved his life. And when we get saved by the grace of God, we have a great responsibility to seek to share the gospel with others, that they too might come and taste and see that God is good. May the Lord bless his word to all our hearts this day. We'll bow for a short word of prayer. Let's pray. Our Father, we're thankful for the privilege again of being able to meet around the word of God. We thank thee for the great central message of the Bible, the message of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. We bless thee for the great work that was accomplished on the cross, where Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. We thank thee for that man, even in his last moments, looked to Christ by faith and was promised eternal life. Unfortunately for the other man who saw the same things that he had seen and heard, even in those closing moments of life, his heart was still hard. And when the death angel came, he went out into the blackness of a lost eternity. O God, our Heavenly Father, we pray for wisdom to be given to us all, and we pray for the spirit of repentance to be given, that men and women, on hearing the message today, might look away from self and sin to Christ, and believe in him and trust in him, and come to know him whom to know is life eternal. We ask these things in Jesus' name and for God's eternal glory. Amen.
Thank you for spending some time with us today around the Word of God. For further information, visit our website at ltbs.tv. We look forward to joining with you next time as we seek to let the Bible speak once again.